Valley of the Sun Audio presents Dick Sutphin's Master of Life Wisdom Book, read by Dick Sutphin.
Just four words can summarize all of my metaphysical teachings. Cast away your delusions. This is the ultimate wisdom, the ultimate answer. When you fully understand what cast away your delusions means, you have the awareness to eliminate suffering and to attain peace of mind. If you are one of the multitudes who wonder why you were here on the earth, the answer is to cast away your delusions. For nearly 20 years, I've been telling people that their earthly purpose is to learn to let go of fear and to express unconditional love. Now, your fear-based emotions are delusions. Prejudice, anger, selfishness, jealousy, hate, repression, envy, greed, possessiveness, guilt, and egotism are all responses to past programming. These undesirable, unnecessary fears keep you earthbound on the wheel of reincarnation. But beneath your fearful programming, you are a being of pure love, a fully enlightened soul. So, the way to liberate yourself is to cast away your delusions so you can more fully realize what you already are. The following concepts, dialogues, and bits of metaphysical philosophy are stepping stones of awareness that can help you to cast away your delusions. Assume for a moment you are walking in a snake-infested area. In the dim light, a length of rope lying on the ground might appear to be a snake. So your mind projects the fear as reality, and your response is to freeze in your tracks. Maybe you gasp and shudder. Your body releases adrenaline. Maybe you run and fall. You could even have a heart attack and die. And all the while, there was never any snake at all. You created and projected it into reality. Now it follows that your familiar world is not the world of reality. It is simply your projection of the world, what the Eastern mystics call Maya, an illusion. Yes, your world of reality exists, but your perception distorts it and creates great misunderstandings. Your conscious beliefs about philosophy, relationship, society, and who you are confuse it further. Often, your mind is wrong. And if your mind is wrong, maybe no mind is right. No mind is a matter of accepting what is and ceasing to compare one thing to another or one person to another. With no mind, there is no division, no prejudice, no judgment, and no blame. No mind is the goal of all who seek to cast away their delusions. When you are upset by unacceptable things, the way to resolve the situation is to simply accept what is unacceptable. Examine your unacceptables until you are clear that they exist as a personal issue only because you give them power. And you give them power by the way you have chosen to view them. Naturally, you don't have to give up the unacceptables in your life, but you will continue to suffer as long as you hold on to them or as long as you try to push them away. If your unacceptables can be changed, change them into acceptables. But if they can't be changed, to free yourself, simply accept them. You have two choices, to accept or not accept what is. Acceptance can end suffering. Non-acceptance ensures the continuation of suffering.